Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. I'm Trevor Castle. We're pleased to be joined by Matt Jennings, the head pro at Boss Landon and Pella. And the golf season is underway. Little stop and go to start here with some March weather, but golf is being played at Boss Landon. Matt, thanks so much for joining us. And I want to chat about a lot of happenings here at Boss. But so far, how's the early part of this golf season going for you and your staff?
Like you said, a little stop and go. We had some great weather to get opened up. So far, so good. Smooth, and we've had a lot of activity.
And again, we just wanted to just kind of an overview, big picture of what's going on at Boss Landon as we kick off this season. Let's start maybe with a little history. You've been here for a few years now, but can you just kind of talk about the transition and what has been taking place with Boss and ownership and management and all those kind of things over the past few years?
Yeah, so in 2023, the city of Pella made the decision to manage all of the facilities, and which includes the clubhouse and the golf operation. In 2020, they had made the decision to run the grounds, and so to take care of the golf course itself. But in 2023, they decided to take over all of it, and that's when I started here as the head professional.
And how have things been going in those few years?
They have been trending the right direction, it's been a great 3 years. Not without problems, but we have seen steady growth year after year. I mean, just as a snapshot, the year before the city took over, there was about 10,000 rounds of usage. Rounds in a year is a common way to measure your success or how busy you are. And last year we were about 19.5. And so it's nearly doubled in usage over the past 3 years, which has been great.
And where are you seeing those people coming from that are using this? And I'm sure a lot of that is some repeat people too, right? Getting people to play here more and more.
Definitely. To simplify it, we have people from the area and we have people that visit us, you know, from outside of our area. And the biggest segment of growth has actually been from the people in our area. There was roughly 45 or 50 pass holders before we were here, people who choose to play the majority of their golf here the entire season. And last year we were at 160. And so, that growth and just the activity from people in Pella and from around Pella embracing the facility again has, I'd say, been the biggest impact in our growth.
We're talking with Matt Jennings, head pro at Boss Landon and Pella, and I am a golfer. I love Boss Landon. I've played here, you know, since I moved to the area back in 1998, and I've seen the ownership changes that have been here, and you know, you do a fantastic job. I think part of the story that I'd like to help make sure that people understand is this is now a city amenity, right? Like our library, like the aquatic center, like our parks, beautiful system that we have around town. Boss Landon is just like one of those, right? A city-owned amenity. Not necessarily a moneymaker, but something to make sure that people here in Pella and the surrounding area have to be able to use and enjoy.
Absolutely. And one that I hope that they are increasingly becoming proud of. We definitely understand the history and the colorful history that Boss has had. And, you know, being a amenity, again, we want people to be proud of it. The cost of the amenity with all that growth continues to go down. And that's the story I know a lot of people care about. And it's our mission to make that as affordable as possible. And it's increasingly becoming so. And so we're grateful for that.
And we don't need to get into specific numbers. I mean, it's public stuff if people really wanted to dig into it. But, you know, as I understand, I mean, there's been conversations in the past, like, is it even worth keeping the place open, right? Because it was losing so much money. Right. And you were tasked with making sure that wasn't the case.
Yes, that is our mission. And it's not necessarily easy. We are aware there's lots of discussion about that in the past with Boss of is it worth keeping, and we hope and we know that a lot of people's minds are shifting around that, and just with the growth and the usage of the facility, we have a lot of school usage here from all three schools, specifically in the spring, but all year round. Junior golf, the segment of junior golf is growing like crazy here. We've had a lot more We have an increase in tournaments of all kinds. We've had some bigger entities, golf entities like the Iowa PGA and the Iowa Golf Association return here to come and bring some big events here in the past few years. And all of those things to me are signs that it's a good thing. Yeah. And we're glad to see that.
We're continuing our conversation with Matt Jennings, the head golf pro at Bossland and Impella. You know, over these past few years, there have been some steady improvements that have been made at the clubhouse, out on the course. Let's maybe just talk about the buildings a little bit first. I know that you've got kind of a training center that, I don't know if that's the official wording that you'd use for it, but sure. Things that have been happening inside here that you guys are pretty proud of.
Sure. We over the first 2 years, we had a pro shop renovation take place. Knocked down a wall, put some new carpet in, freshened up the place, really added a pro shop, you know, with merchandise that really aids our events when people can win a shop credit, where they have merchandise there that they like. That adds to the whole facility. I and my assistant, John Shaver, we're both PGA professionals. We engage in a lot of instruction. We're very proud of that. And we, in the wintertime, have had an indoor camp here for high school kids. Last year, we had 42 kids, which was great. And so between the pro shop and some of the indoor instruction, the conference center has been redone after a flood that happened in there in 2020. All that has been revamped. So, yeah, there's been a lot in the building that's been done, which has been great.
And there's also a maybe big picture, long-term kind of continuous improvement plan of the grounds of Bossland. And I think there's a picture of it, right, when folks walk in the door if they're interested in that. But I've seen it firsthand, you know, the last couple of years, different holes have been, you know, kind of not closed, but, you know, you're reseeding and doing things like that. So just talk maybe big picture about what is the plan for the actual course here at Bossland. Yeah.
I think I'm glad you brought that up, Trevor. I think maybe the foundation of the success that's happened here started back in 2020 with a few people. And that would be, number one, our superintendent, Alex Olson. Number two, our facilities overall manager, Kevin Voss. And then number three, a local golf architect named David Hoekstra. David helped put a plan together with those individuals of what we could do to modernize and refresh and make the golf course better. Yeah. And that map you mentioned is right in our hallway when you walk in. And so we direct people to there quite a bit. And those guys over the past 5 years have really made an impact. And they're not done with their work by any means. But people see that, you know, it's a really visible thing when they're on property, and that excites them, you know, to see that there's improvements being made.
I've found the course to be easier. Now, Boss is never going to be easy, and I know that that's not what you're going for. And maybe easier is not even the right word. Maybe more playable is a better word. You kind of picking up what I'm putting down?
Absolutely. I would agree with you. No matter what happens, this is still what we would classify as a championship public golf course. But yes, more manageable than if you visited here at opening 30 years ago. Number of trees have been removed. Fairways a little bit widened. We've had a 1 in 9. We've had a fairway combined. Yeah. There's just been a lot of cleanup of the edges, you would say, overgrowth, things of that nature. And so around the greens too, I would say green surrounds. There's been fairway added. Kind of rough removed, some bunkers removed, you know, to make it as playable for the average player as we can.
I think the golf enthusiast has a pretty good idea of what's going on here at Bossland. But what's kind of the lasting take for just the general public? What do you want them to take away from this and know about the things that are happening here at Bossland?
Yeah, I would say that it is just becoming more and more of an amenity for the city than a drain. Yeah. And that the people of Pella, the people of surrounding communities are using it more and more and more. And because of that, yes, the drain is lessening. And then two, they gain more pride in it. And so that manifests itself in many facets, like we mentioned, junior golf or tournaments or things of that nature. But just that people are coming back here, and it's great.
And I'll close. If you are a golfer and you wrote off Boss years ago for whatever reason, you owe it to yourself to come out and check this place out, because it is a phenomenal championship level public golf course, as Matt said. Thanks for all that you do, Matt, and thanks for your time today. Have a great golf season.
Thank you, Trevor. Appreciate it.
That's Matt Jennings, head golf pro at Boss Land and Impella, and I'm Trevor Castle on today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS.